Oh, hi there, honey. This is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details, of course, and answer any questions that you have. You also do qualify for reduced pricing here, being that it's new where you are. I mean, obviously you got experience. It's the best of both worlds. How's your day going so far?
Good, thank you.
Well, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm actually looking at your website right now. This is the position that we're actively filling. So Tara is calling through the area trying to find just the one company that we would work with. And then once we find that company, we actually close out the category. We won't work with any of your competitors. And that's good for you, but it's also good for us. We offer the service on a month-to-month basis. We definitely need to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Of course, we would be promoting your existing website. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even Facebook paid ads would be part of what we would be doing here for you. The whole point would be to get your phone ringing anytime someone is going on their smartphone or their computer or any device that accesses the internet. They're typing in interior designer near me, or whatever they might type in, as long as it's a service that you want to be found for. Now, we can target anywhere in your service area, and, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. In this case, you do qualify for reduced pricing. You'd be looking at exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or lead fees or anything like that. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Big jobs or small, it would just be that flat rate. So I'm sure that's something you've got interest in. You may have questions, but since it's a position that we're actively filling, is that something you would want at least for a month for your business?
Yeah, I'm definitely very interested, but I would love to think about it and look over anything that you send so I can compare and things like that, and then let me know who to call back.
So when you say compare, have you gotten this call today already?
No, I just want to do my due diligence and research.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, I can't stop the calls going out to the area, but I can definitely get an email out to you. Like I said, it's a position that we're tasked with billing. The email address on your website, that's a good one?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me give you my more personal one.
Sure.
It's my first name, if you still have it in front of you, which is
HANNIE@gmail.com. Oh, at gmail.com. Just your first name at gmail.com. Okay. So
yeah.
I'll get that right out to you. And then, let me do this for you too, because I want you to know who you're working with. I mean, obviously, your success on the internet really depends on who you're working with. We've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the link to the pricing page off of the website. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd be happy to walk you through a couple of things there. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Oh, yes, I do see that.
Okay, perfect. So with us, you always have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. So that's detailed tracking and reporting. Not only can you see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from, you can print out tax invoices and things like that. You can update contact information. You can even make changes to some of the content that we create or request changes through your client dashboard. But you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. And of course, you can monitor and manage your reviews, kind of make your online reputation more manageable, no matter where your reviews populate, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. We do create all the content that Google wants to see. Like I said, we're Google partners. So whether you do have a review on Yelp or Super Pages or Facebook or Google or Bing, of course, wherever it originates, it repopulates on your tracking system. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to your reviews for you if you wanted us to. We would. No additional cost, of course. And like I said, we've been around since 2004.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you happen to know if you can, I forget what the correct word is, but like pull reviews from Thumbtack or Home Advisor, Angie, those type of things?
So anything that you have going for you right now, we would be able to link to new content. Now, for your Google listing, and they call it the knowledge panel. It's kind of like a virtual or digital brochure for your business. They do have to be Google reviews. So they wouldn't be able to, like, transport in any other reviews from anywhere else. But anything that you have, we can link. In fact, one of the things Tara did attach here was the Angie leads. You mentioned some other things, too. I see you've got 1 5-star review on your Angie page, Home Advisor powered by Angie. But anything that you've got already out there would be linked to that that virtual or digital brochure for your business, the knowledge panel. We mirror the content on Bing, very similar. It's just on Bing instead. But anything, like I said, that you might already have going, although it may not be the very first thing that people see, it would still be something that they could see, it would be linked to the new content.
Okay, got you.
Okay. Now, if you scroll down below that blue picture that kind of outlines some of the things that we do in the very beginning and ongoing, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box. It says Google Partner with a colorful G inside. Now, you can click anywhere on that box. It is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. It's not a dead link. If it were, that'd be kind of a dead giveaway. That is actually, though, our official badge of authenticity provided by Google directly to us. So if you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner, of course, but right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. Now, that makes all the difference in the world. It means that we get our training and our updates directly from Google, and anytime they make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competition, stay on that first page, and that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. I mean, that's really where we go when we don't know who to call, and of course, we Google it, right? So you'll pop up ahead of your competitors, and it's not the companies that have been around the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competition are really there because they've got the right content, that all of it is accurate, consistent, that, of course, it reassures Google that if you were to get a phone call, you could provide those services. Now, we'd actually be talking about the Platinum package, but not the pricing that's on there. I did apply a new in business rate, although I know you've got, you know, over a decade of experience, just about 3 years, though, in your current location. So I used that to kind of apply the lowest rate that I could, which is the new business rate. The new business rate is a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. It does mean it would drop down from $5.99 down to $2.99. And for a couple of reasons, I actually waived the setup fee. I did send an email out to you. It does say that the setup fee is completely waived. You've got a website already. Looks like you might be anyway paying for leads with Angie. Now, I want to make it affordable enough for you to try it out for at least a month. Like I said, it's month to month. Our job, of course, is to keep you as a satisfied client. We've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is month to month, but our clients like it. They keep the service because it works. So I'd actually be waiving that setup fee. That would save you a total of $599 in the very first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that, because once you decide you want to keep the service, it stays at $2.99. It doesn't ever go up, not to the $5.99 or even a penny above the $2.99. So every month you would save an additional $300 off of our listed price. Now, the reason it's listed there at $599 with the $299 setup fee, that's about what we spend. That $898 is about what we spend in the first month. Maybe a little less because we wouldn't need to do the optimized landing page, which is what comes with that package. You already have a website that we would promote, so we don't have to build that landing page for you. But we do still want you to know that we're investing in your success, especially with the waiving of the setup fee. That helps us offset the cost of the content creation. When I waive that setup fee, we're looking to earn your business for at least a few months. In fact, we'd have to earn your business for a couple of months just for us to break even. But I've been with the company myself for a little over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years in a couple of cases. So, and I definitely know that your success would be our success, and I want to make it affordable for you. Since it's a position that we're actively filling, you'd be looking at $299 as an out-the-door cost. Now, you can see about a third of the way down of that platinum package, it says Facebook or Meta advertising. Now, while I did reduce the cost of that package from $599 down to $299, the $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that package has been left in its entirety. Now, $100 of Facebook ads goes a very long way because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that's about 400 clicks every month from someone who might be needing your services and would be able to pick up the phone and call you. So they don't have to be actively searching for an interior designer, but when they're on their Facebook page and they're looking for something to look at, they'll see your website. And if they have a project or in the back of their head, it gives them the opportunity to know that you're in the area and a chance for them to call you. So it's a great way for you to reach more people. Like I said, it is still included in that platinum package. Okay, so your out-the-door cost is $299. It is on a month-to-month. I think I'm not even asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars, not if you're still actively using HomeAdvisor and you're paying for leads. I think if you maybe pause your leads for 48 hours once or twice this month, that would free up the $299 to do something like this. Of course, you'll have the detailed tracking and reporting. You can do them both. They do not conflict. Paying for leads and being on the first page and getting phone calls, two completely different things. A lot of my clients have a lead-based service, or they start with one, whether it's the one you've got, or like Thumbtack, or Networks, CraftJack. Most of my clients, even the ones that like their lead service, they've got experience, they've got success. Most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the leads. I don't think any business owner wants to chase down a lead, especially if some of their competitors are chasing down that same lead. When we get your phone ringing, you might keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will actually shut their lead service off altogether. So I think you'd really be successful with it. And I know we could get your phone ringing. Like I said, I wouldn't offer it to you at a price below what it costs us to provide in that first month if I didn't know that you would keep the service long term.
Okay, amazing. So after the first month, it goes to what price?
That's a great question. What I did here is I put in the new in business rate. And the best part about the new in business rate is that it is not an introductory rate. So it's not ever going to balloon up on you. It really is designed just to make it more affordable for younger companies. And like I said, I know that we're really only doing that because you're new to the area, not new as a business. But like I said, I know that you'll keep the service. It'll make sense for us long term. To answer your question directly, it stays kind of grandfathered in at $299. I've been with the company, like I said, for 11 years. In that 11-year period, we have raised our prices three times. Now, of course, that may or may not happen anytime soon, but even if it does, your rate will not go up. You'd still be looking at $299 as a month-to-month. It would be to the penny, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that, and that rate would never go up. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate.
Okay, amazing. Sounds good.
So like I said, you know, we're not looking for, you know, that long-term commitment, but we do hope to earn your business successfully month after month. It is just month to month. Now, to be more transparent on that, It is completely at will. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you would be able to pause the service seasonally. I don't think you would have to. But you can pause the service. You can pause it for as long as you want. Or, you know, like I said, you can stop at any time. If you pause the service, we don't take anything down except we stop running the Facebook ads, because obviously the Facebook ads are budgeted in to that $299. But we don't take any of the content down. We do, though, stop optimizing and updating things, at least while it's on pause. But we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. If it's paused, it's kind of like, well, let's say you're riding a bicycle and you go downhill. You can obviously stop pedaling. You'll probably pick up some speed for a little bit. But eventually you'll slow down. So, I mean, if it's paused for more than 3 months or so at a time, you'll see your placement start to slowly trickle down, maybe even off the page if it's paused for more than 6 months or something like that. But as long as you're an active client, it's our job to keep you right on that first page, because we know that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where we go. We Google it. So, of course, that's going to get your phone ringing. And like I said, it would be on a month-to-month basis with that fixed rate.
Okay, caught you. Thank you.
Did you have any other questions for me?
I don't. Excuse me, sorry, I have a cough.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I appreciate you.
I thought that was really thorough, and I'm super interested. So just let this. In the email you sent, does it say your number or how to get a hold of you?
Well, I mean, it does have my number on there. I mean, you could call the number on the caller ID if you see one. That goes back to Tara or any of the other mapping coordinators. It's an inbound line. So anyone who's between phone calls could answer that line. I'm going to text you my contact information as well. And, of course, it's okay. On the email. But it is, like I said, a position that we're actively filling, and I think it's something that you would really benefit from. I mean, is it the amount of work that you can take on right now that might hold you back, or is it the cost itself?
No, yeah, it's just the expenditure, since I'm actually currently setting up my Angie Lease, so I only have one review.
Oh,
so
I gotcha.
I just emailed clients to have them review me on there.
Perfect.
And then paid like a chunk up front with them. So
yeah,
I just want to make
sure. So did you, and you know, I do appreciate the honesty, first of all, telling me that it's budget related. A lot of times I ask that question and then all of a sudden people say, well, you know, I don't really need it. I've got more work than I can shake a stick at. And I'm like, great. Why have you been talking to me for half an hour already? But I appreciate the honesty, you know, and this way we can maybe help you. I mean, there's a couple of things that I might be able to do along the lines of making it even more affordable for you. But before I do touch on that, with the Angie, did you, like, I know they have a couple of different options. Maybe it's like $287 just for like an annual membership fee, and then you pay for every lead after that. Or sometimes you might set it up like $750, and then you say, but you're going to get $1,000 worth of leads or something like that.
Yeah.
How did you did that one? Okay. So yeah, definitely I understand that's a lot of money coming out of pocket.
Yeah, exactly. It's with I paid for the package up front like that, and then comes with a yearly membership. So I'm not paying.
Right. So the membership fee is part of that. So that's part of why that package is so enticing. But then now you are kind of committed to seeing it through. You do have kind of like a piggy bank full of leads that they'll send you. Well, hopefully, you know, those leads turn into work for you. And I know that's something that's pretty new, because like I said, I remember going back before it was Home Advisor powered by Angie, kind of, you know, Angie Leads, a combination of Home Advisor and Angie's. It was Home Advisor even before that, you know, almost 10 years ago. It was Service Magic, same company, same basic model, where they capture leads mostly from Google, sell and then resell those same leads. And I know that this is something that they're doing more recently. It's pretty new, about 4 or 5 months ago they started doing this. I'm hearing from business owners that that's what they're doing. And it does make you even more financially invested than if you just put in the $287 and then like a couple hundred dollars of leads. If the leads don't turn out, then you say, hey, I'm done. At least with this, you know, you've got you know, $1,000 worth of leads. So hopefully, you know, they're going to get you a couple of jobs in between that time before those leads run out, and at least enough to have you want to continue to pay for the service. Quite frankly, even if you stop using the service at that point, they're still happy. Okay. So what I was mentioning before is there's a couple of things that I can do because I think you'll love this. It might allow you to keep your leads paused more often, stretch out that $1,000 worth of leads even much, much longer. You know, you're already committed to that. You already are entitled to that. By all means, use that and hopefully benefit from it. But if I can make this even more affordable, now you're in San Francisco. I would not want to say, hey, let's just get rid of the Facebook ads and make it $100 less. You know, that wouldn't benefit you as much as keeping it, because 400 clicks from people in your area that would call you directly, that's something well worth $100. The only other thing that I can do that I haven't already done, you know, waiving the setup fee and reducing the cost, the only thing in my system that is lower than the new in business rate is officially a friends and family rate. Now, it would waive any setup fee that was still there, but I already did waive the setup fee. But what it also does is it takes it down from $299 down to $249. And it would be the rate to start and the rate that stays. So over the course of the year, that saves you $600. That does make it a little bit easier for you to get started here. It certainly means that we would work even harder to earn your business. Like the name implies, it's usually reserved for friends and family of employees here. I do know for a fact that my supervisor has made that exception even fairly recently for some of the other pricing directors. I wouldn't tell them that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or anything like that. I would just tell them that you are experienced, fairly new to the San Francisco area, that you do have a website so we don't have to build one, and I would tell them that you're new to Home Advisor or Angie Leads as well. And like I said, I've been with the company for a long time. Usually when I make a request of that nature, I can get it approved. So if I could, in fact, reduce that rate all the way down to $249, would that be something that you'd be willing to try, at least for a month?
Yeah, I'm very, very willing to try it and interested, as it's getting my SEO all worked out and set up has been like at the top of my to-do list. So yeah, I'm very interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of let me shoot out that message for him right now, and I'll actually tell him that, you know, you did the $750 with the Angie up front, so that's going to give him more reason, or at least, you know, more of an understanding of why I'm trying to make it affordable here for you. And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday.
The weekend, Monday through Saturday? Okay. Exactly. Is it like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, it's more like 9 to 7.
9 to 7. Okay. 9 to 7 is perfect. Now, are you taking anything besides cash and check? Do you take credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Yeah, I take all of the above.
All of them. Okay. And are you doing any, like, commercial work, or are you just looking for residential clients?
I'm open to doing commercial work, but primarily my business is residential.
Okay. So I put maybe, like, open to light commercial, like smaller jobs, you know, dental offices or whatever the case might be, something like that, doctor's offices. Is it just you doing all the work, or do you have any help?
It is just me.
That's perfect, because like I said, it's designed for smaller companies. It's designed to be affordable. And like I said, that new business rate, when Tara says that, you know, she's new to the area, it's easy for us. I mean, obviously, you've been doing it for, you know, 13 years or so. It's easy for us to promote you as someone who has the experience, someone you should trust, someone you should call. But that 3 years in San Francisco did qualify you for that reduced rate. But even if it started out at $350, I'd still try to get it down to the $249, the friends and family rate. But at least we're already a lot closer, so my supervisor would be a lot more willing to allow me to do that. Oh, hang on one second. I hope that's him. I just heard a chime. Oh, it is. Okay, so it says, Paul, for this company new to the area, especially one with a website, and most definitely someone who is trying Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request to do a friends and family rate. because I'm looking forward to helping this company continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time you do a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, I guess. And it's definitely true. I haven't tried to do that in a while. Like I said, the new business rate is already below what it cost us to get done. So I'm actually glad that my supervisor is allowing me to do that friends and family rate. Keep in mind, it would be exactly $249 no matter how long you keep the service.
Okay. Amazing.
Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to call, and it's also the number that you want your customers to call?
Yes.
And, of course, it is a smartphone, so obviously you can receive text messages. Most of the time, you just get calls directly. I mean, everything has the click-to-call feature. Of course, they can fill out the contact form on your website and reach out to you that way, but we'll be promoting your phone number, and you'll be getting those calls. Now, for us, we do use phone, text, and email. And emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we reach you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email, and I think typically that first email you were going to email, which is my business email, so that mm-hmm. I can see it and it doesn't pop in my trip.
So you want that to be the main email that we use?
Yeah, Haniela John Design.
Perfect. Let me put that back in our system then. So that'll be the primary email related to your account. The other thing I did want to ask you, and then, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, I do see a physical address on the Angie leads, but your business is service-based, right? I mean, you go out to the customer, you talk to them over the phone, you go to them. No one ever does come to you, right? I mean, the 1717 Bush Street, apartment 11, that's obviously your residence then, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So now Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, you know, especially since you're out in the field most days. You're only going to be listed San Francisco, California, not even the 94109 zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And Google expects it to be that way. When you're going out and providing a service, Google fully expects it to be kind of run from the home. So, that address won't show anywhere online. And then if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would, of course, schedule a follow-up call with our client interview technician. That's where we kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have. We'll want to know not just your hours of operation, but any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know it's month to month. That in this case, not only am I waiving your setup fee, but it would be the friends and family rate of $249 as a fixed rate that you can stop at any time, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. If everything does still make sense at the end, though, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes. I have a quick question. Am I able to change any of that information, like my tagline and things like that?
No. I mean, you don't have to change anything, but you can if you want to. But we do have the website, and it's just to kind of verify. Absolutely, no, absolutely. You don't have to change a thing. If you like the way it is, that's perfect. This is an opportunity for us to amend or make changes, and some of it is just for us to make sure that everything is Google compliant and it doesn't actually appear anywhere online, but we have it on record. So it's really just basically those questions and a couple of others, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Tenniel John Design.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Danielle, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Danielle John, owner, CEO, interior designer.
Perfect, perfect. And then, of course, as the owner of Danielle John Design, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, non-contractual meaning that it's month to month. Now, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, of course, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Danielle, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it's month to month. Now, the reason that we ask is all the content that we create for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think will also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We actually do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor also allowing me to reduce the cost even further, with it being month to month, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 25th of July, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of $249.00. Danielle, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. The calls, of course, come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and we were still able to keep those Facebook ads in place, so that is included as well at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249.00. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month to month, offered completely at will, no contract. So again, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause the service for any reason. If you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation, again, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Hanyel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that initial payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you?
Oh, I want to call you back for that. I want to look over everything and just do my due diligence.
So I can let my supervisor know that I've got this on a very soft hold, and I can keep it on hold until towards the end of the day. Now, you did get the email that I sent out to you, right?
Yeah, I did get it. Thank you so much.
Perfect. And you, there's a lot of links in there. One goes directly to our Google listing. If you just Google Local Splash, we pop right up, of course. We have, boy, it was close to 1,000 when I checked yesterday. I wonder how much closer it is today. We've got almost 1,000 Google reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this for a very long time. Overall, 4.2, 993 Google reviews currently. We're located in Orange County, California, but our service area is all of the United States and Canada as a Google partner.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I feel really...
Yeah. You need a couple hours. Want me to call you back at 3?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay. Perfect. And you do have my contact information. You can reach back out to me before that if you like, but I've got it on my calendar now to give you a call at 3. It may mean pushing your client interview to tomorrow because we do the last client interview at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Well, pleasure speaking with you. We'll talk again before the end of the day.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.